Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wanderlover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Wanderlover podcast. I am recording this after such a lovely week in Boston. I was able to go for a full week, enjoy my extended New Year's vacation that I've mentally been on. And because this new year has just been so relaxed, so wholesome, I was reflecting and I was wondering why it's been so easy. And I just feel at peace. I feel like my business, everything is running smoothly. Everything is going right with my relationships, with my friendships, with my family. And it's been such a zen January. And I realized that it was intentional, that I had set the boundaries and acted in accordance to what would make this year truly transformational. And for those of you who don't know, my word of the year is transformation. And oftentimes that means making space in your life for bigger things to come. It doesn't come from a place of constantly being frantic and pulled in all different directions, right? So in this episode, I want to share how to set boundaries in your business so that you can go from frantic to peaceful and in control of your life. This will be especially helpful for you if you want to call in more peace, more flow this year in your life and business. And by setting the boundaries, by intentionally managing your time better, it's going to be so much easier for you. What I've noticed most of the years, so most of my clients are female, and oftentimes we just aren't modeled a way to set boundaries in our business or in life in general. It's harder for us to say no to things. We oftentimes feel bad or we feel guilty if we put ourselves first. And with that comes a lot of inner confusion and anxiety when we're not modeled what to do, right? So my other intention with this episode is to give concrete examples of how I personally set boundaries and how you can model them so that you can easily do so yourself. The first thing that we are going to set boundaries with is your time. Your time is so important. It is what you can't get back. It is what you need to protect at all costs. And this means in business, you need to be mindful when your clients or people are going over call times. When you specifically schedule out an hour or an hour and a half and they are going over in an unwanted and unproductive way, right? Like if you have the capacity to serve them longer and that's fine with you and you want to over deliver, then that's completely okay. But if it's at a point in the conversation where you scheduled out 60 minutes, maybe you have a call after, or maybe you don't want to go over for whatever it is, You need to be mindful of that, and you need to set your boundary and let them know that the call needs to end. Whatever has not been addressed, we can address at the next call. Or, you know, 5 minutes before the call ends, you can say, we have 5 minutes left. Do you have any more questions about the program or about whatever it is that we are speaking on? And this is especially relevant if this is a pattern that you notice on your discovery calls or on your client calls. If the other party has a tendency to go over your time constantly, then instead of blaming the other party, blaming the individuals, instead we can take ownership of our faults in that case, because if it's continuously happening, it's a sign that we can set stronger boundaries. We can not allow them to go over. We are in control of the call, so we can end it when the time is up. And you don't have to feel bad about it. You can end it in a really nice way, but you need to be respecting your own time as a business owner, because if you don't, then obviously no one in your community will. Another way to set boundaries with your time is if you want to take 3-day weekends. If that is something you've been wanting to do for years, we have a member in the Business Academy and she was like, I've always wanted to have 3-day weekends. And I was like, you can. You can literally block off your calendar and introduce that in your business and honor what you want to do with your time. Instead of thinking one day in the future this is going to happen, you have the power to make it happen right now by setting those boundaries. I give you permission. Your business is not going to suffer. It's not going to struggle. It's often this like mental burden we place on ourselves. Like, we need to be hustling 7 days a week in order to be successful. And a lot of the time, we don't. We like make that up as if we think we need to be hustling every single day. Rest is also productive. And this goes hand in hand with having business hours. You can totally have 9 to 5 as your business hours, where you are on top of emails, on top of Voxer, on top of community requests, and establish the understanding that after those business hours, you might not respond until the next day. You might not respond until 2 days later if it's a weekend. And that is okay too. You want to be mindful of how much of your time you're putting outside of business hours in an aligned way. Like, obviously, if you really want to check your emails one day after work, you can, and you can reply if that feels aligned. But if after work you get this email and you're like spending all of your time trying to respond, and that happens every single day, and you're getting stressed from it, you need to set those boundaries. And I guarantee you, people aren't going to call you out if you don't answer immediately. You can totally just wait until normal business hours. It's almost like an established thing, I feel like, in our society, because when I was working in corporate, we had business hours and you weren't expected to work after. So you can establish that in your own business as well. This is the reason that I fully enjoy my vacations, my time off, my time when I am traveling, because I set those boundaries. So last week, for a full week when I was in Boston, only working business hours, and those days where I wanted to be checking emails and be responsive in the Facebook communities, but I didn't want to have calls, I blocked off my calendar so that no one could schedule calls with me on those days. And years ago, when I first started my Calendly and when I first started accepting calls, I probably would have been like, oh my God, no, what if they can only talk to me this one time after work? I need to open up my calendar like 12 hours a day, every day. But now I'm like, there's no such thing as a business emergency. If you have availability in the next 2 weeks, people can book in and their questions can be answered. There truly is no such thing as they need to schedule immediately or else their business or whatever it is going to crumble down. And by honoring that, by understanding that I can be mindful of my time on top of theirs, it just leads to so much more balance, because I'm able to enjoy my time in Boston without feeling like, oh my gosh, in 2 hours I need to like go to a Starbucks so that I can connect to the internet. This also goes for schedules far out in advance. So if you know that you have a trip coming up next month or in 2 months, block off your calendar Now, don't expect to take calls at the airport or when you first arrive. Give yourself time to settle down. After many years of traveling, I know that when you first get to a new location, you might be jet lagged, you might be tired. The last thing you want to do is show up to a call when you're not 100% because you can't pour from an empty cup, right? So it's going to serve you and your clients better if you let them know months in advance, hey, I'm going to be off this week, don't book with me. And if you give yourself the time and the space to recover.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Okay, the next thing we are going to set boundaries with in business is energetic boundaries, or boundaries on your energy. This looks like when you give an unfair amount of energy or an unprecedented amount of energy dedicated to one person. Maybe they have so many requests, maybe they have an anxious attachment style to you as a mentor, maybe it's a random stranger on the internet who left you a nasty comment, maybe it's someone who put through a refund request or is being really rude as a client or in your communities. Whatever it is, people who suck your energy and the situations that arise that continue to suck your energy, we need to set boundaries with. I know as women, we tend to get more emotional when it's like conflict with another human being. We always feel like we need to overextend our energy in order to make them feel better, but honestly, it is not our jobs. And we can set boundaries on how much energy we dedicate to those people. So if someone's being rude in your community and they want a refund, I will process the refund. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to try to get money or take money from this person that clearly doesn't value what I do. And I just send the refund and I delete them from our programs and communities. Same thing with nasty comments. You're not going to please everyone. And the longer you let that affect you, the more power you're giving it. So just delete the nasty comment. If you have an over-anxious client or customer, you are able to set your boundaries with them and limit the contact with the person. Many times, it's not even one incident that sucks away your energy. It's this continuous kind of like day-to-day thoughts, these anxious thoughts that are eating away at your energy, right? So the more you can protect that, the more boundaries you can set, the more at peace you will be in. And honestly, like it doesn't happen often, right? Like I get thousands of amazing comments versus like one nasty comment once in a while. It used to affect me so much more, but I realized like, Why bother? Like, why am I wasting my energy on this? I have so many amazing clients and customers I'd rather think about and serve. And I get to choose where and who I invest my energy in. Is it going to be reciprocated? Is it going to be fruitful? And the other thing is when you do get, let's say, a nasty comment or someone who is rude, very rarely is it something you did. I like to think about it as they are coming from a place where they're either yearning to be seen, whether they need to be validated, they're going through their own shit. And it's not my responsibility to accommodate for whatever it is they're going through and however they're treating me. It's not my responsibility to pull them out of that hole. And their actions, their words are just a reflection of like the inner turmoil that they're going through. It has nothing personal to do with me. And so if, you know, you get your first nasty comment or a rude customer or a client, don't take it personally. It's truly just a reflection of what they're going through. And sometimes I just like feel bad for them. I'm like, I cannot believe you went through all of this to type out that comment. So think about what it would take for you to be in those shoes where not only are you thinking the thoughts, but you feel so strongly that you need to verbalize and let the other person know when they're not doing anything wrong. Maybe it stems from jealousy. Maybe it stems from they're just going through a really hard time. Whatever it is, it's not your job to figure out what they're going through. And you have the power to either block, to delete, to send refunds, and just remove that member from your energetic field. Honestly, sometimes I'm like, my energy is just so sacred. It's so important. If you're gonna make me feel any type of like anxiousness or anything less than 100%, I don't need to serve you. I don't need to talk to you. I know people in my community feel elevated by me, and I want to continue attracting other people who respect what I do and who allow me to elevate them instead of trying to attack me. So yeah, that is what you should be embodying as well. The last thing we are going to set boundaries with in business is your knowledge and your expertise. Especially if you are a coach or a creator and you're making money from your knowledge and your expertise. Because the bigger you get, the more people are going to want to source personal information, or they're going to want to learn, but at expense to your time, at expense to your business. If you are uncomfortable sharing or helping someone else because they're just getting free information and you don't know them that well, like let's just say they're a new follower and they're genuinely interested in learning from you and they just expect you to give away information for free. I mean, if you feel inclined to help them, do so. But oftentimes, like if you get a lot of requests, you're not going to be able to give everyone an hour of your time for free, especially if you have like paid 1 hour consultations where people can get even better help from you in a more customized way. And so if you feel uncomfortable sharing or helping in that specific scenario, don't feel obliged to. Don't feel the need to answer every question or overshare. They're not entitled to free information, especially if it's your job. What you can do instead is direct them to a lead flow, whether it is a freebie that you've created. Let's say many people ask you questions about the same thing. You can guide them to a free resource that is automated, so they can sign up to your email list and learn from you that way. I have the Wander Lover podcast and my blog, so I direct a lot of the questions to either a specific episode or a blog post, but very, very rarely do I just hop on a call with them and give away tons of free info unless they're like a dear friend. Or other times, if I do have the time, I will ask them to book a virtual coffee date. Like, I love to meet different members in my community, and it sets the tone that there is a time limit, come with questions, but at the same time, if you want more support, you know, here are my other programs and ways to work with me so that you can see the results. I'll answer your questions, but you're probably not going to achieve what you want in like the 25 minutes. So when you are aware of the transformation you provide, when you are honest and reasonable, you can set boundaries on your knowledge and expertise. You don't have to answer every single question. You don't have to try to solve their life or business or whatever problems they're going through in a DM. It's not effective for either parties. It's somewhat an inefficient way to work with people. And so the more you can kind of set boundaries on your workflow, the more at peace you will be and the larger the results they will see. Of course, all of this, you know, feel free to modify the actions and thoughts to whatever feels most aligned for you. This is just how I set my boundaries and what I do when I feel like I'm being pulled in all different directions, and how I've been able to kind of efficiently group everything together, realize what is important, and make sure everyone is happy. I hope you feel empowered to at least act on some of these that you know will give you back so much sanity. Cheers to a peaceful, prosperous, transformative 2024, and I will see you guys in the next episode.